talk about the leg. How's the healing going?
It's going really well. You know, obviously, I had a pretty significant injury last year too, and you know, I just feel like this is just a lot less serious and healing much faster. So, you know, that's a good sign. Obviously, I don't want to be hurt right now, and wish I still was healthy and back out there playing. But you know, just in comparison from this year to last year, it's a lot better.
Let's talk about the team a little bit. Obviously, not the expectations that everybody was hoping for.
No, nowhere near. You know, and everyone in that building knows that, and you know, the guys are striving and trying everything to really figure it out, you know, and from the coaching staff to the players to everyone in there, just kind of scratching their head. But, you know, one thing I know is that they're working and they're going to continue to try to improve that.
Talk about the fact that they're not mathematically eliminated yet. You guys are still in it technically,
yeah.
If it's slim, but there's a little bit of hope.
Yeah, there is, you know, and it's kind of one of those things that happens every week, and you see, you know, the Rams lose and then the Titans lose, and you know, it just seems like every week it's that week that we should win and, you know, get right back into it. And it's one of those crazy kind of years where no one's doing too great. But, I mean, you know, like you said, there is a slim chance. We understand that. So, you know, there's a lot of ball left to be played.
Hey, Brian, when was the surgery and where are you in the rehab comeback process?
3 weeks ago today. 3 weeks ago today I had my surgery. So, you know, it's been a little bit of time, but, you know, the injury is still kind of new and fresh, and I'll have another 2 weeks on crutches, so I'm kind of, you know, non-weight bearing right now, and I'll have 5 weeks total of staying off of it. But you know, it's like I said, in comparison to last year, it's a whole lot better, and just the rehab is going a lot more smoothly.
Those are optimistic words, but being around you, knowing you, are you pretty much climbing the wall during the day? At night, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm frustrated. You know, I'm frustrated. There's no question about it. Obviously, I would love to be out there playing football, and yeah, but it's part of the game. It happens, and you know, I just hope these two injuries are the only, you know, two really injuries I have to deal with the rest of my career. So, you know, let's just hope I got it out of my way and out of my system now, and you know, from here on out, just have healthy seasons.
So if everything goes the way you think it should and could go, springtime, you're kind of back getting after it pretty soon?
Oh, yeah, I think it'll be before that. You know, I think January, February, I'll be 100%. So, I mean, this is quite a different deal than last year. So it was just frustrating that kind of the length of the injury was pretty much right at the end of the season. So, you know, it was just kind of a pretty clear decision to go on IR.
Do you see things differently now that you're on the sidelines on crutches versus when you're, you know, in the game?
Well, you know, been on crutches for 2 years now, so I've seen some things definitely differently, and I obviously become a little bit more of a fan and can see some things and, you know, watch the offense a little bit more, watch the defense a whole lot more. So, you know, I'm judging things, and obviously when I'm at home watching the game, I get frustrated if we're not doing too well, but, you know, just root for the team and just try to hope for the best. But, you know, even at home games right now, I'm not allowed really to be on the sideline just because of the severity of my injury and just how delicate it is right now in the healing process. But, you know, I'm watching it from afar, but I'm definitely watching it and, you know, just trying to take in everything as I can.